forgot to check. Joe Fisher, probably on his way over there to get his game card right now, joining us in our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. Joe, what's going on this morning?
I don't know if I'm eligible, Kevin. Yeah, that's a good question.
I know. I heard all the contest rules a moment ago. I don't think you're eligible.
Yeah.
Well, for Brent Snedeker, tough on the front nine, but played great down the stretch yesterday over the British Open.
And he's having an interesting day today, as a matter of fact. You know,
yes.
Brent, he finished the back nine with three birdies, shot 72 yesterday. Today, he is five over for the day through 12 holes. He's only got two pars today.
The weather's brutal over there right now.
It is, and he's got three birdies. The good news for him coming in, he's got two par fives remaining coming in. You know, if he can kind of just hang on at this point, you know, and get into the clubhouse at seven over for the tournament, he's still very much in it. Greg Norman had another spectacular day. He's the story of the tournament right now at even par. So certainly Brandt wants to stay within 10 shots of the lead, so he'll be sure and make the cut. But as you mentioned, Frank, the weather's brutal, and it looks like it's going to get maybe worse as the day goes on. So if Brandt can just hang on here over this next four or five holes, he'll certainly still be in contention.
What else is happening at Vanderbilt?
Well, I was skipping around a little bit. It looks like Chris Williams, the first-round draft pick of the Chicago Bears, is very close to signing a deal with the Bears to get into camp. The reports in the Chicago Tribune say Williams will sign a five-year, $9 million guaranteed contract. So it's a great start for him. You know, not many first-rounders have signed. You know, they're coming up on the point now where all these guys are getting ready to go into camps, and so they want to go on and sign. Chris has already said publicly, he wants to be in camp. He doesn't want to hold out. So it's probably just a detail of getting one or two little minor details done in the contract language, and then he'll sign. But congratulations to him. Sounds like he's gonna get a very solid contract with the Chicago Bears.
Heard anything out of Earl Bennett lately?
Only thing I've heard is good news. You know, everything that I've heard in their receivers coach talking about him and how he really seems to have grasped things very quickly. They like his work ethic. They like his talent. Earl, and talking to him through someone else, as a matter of fact, Earl seems to be pretty confident that he's going to play significant time. He feels like this offense is needing, you know, a spark. He can give it to him, and so he's looking forward to being in the rotation really right off the bat.
Joe, appreciate it as always. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, every morning, 6:55 here on the Wake Up Zone. Joe Fisher in our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline.